change of plans. Larry had came and asked me about sharing testimony, and he different ones of us, and he told us who he was going to have speak. So Trey was going to speak before I was, so I was hoping to be able to follow Trey's lead and kind of feed off of what he had going on. So Trey's not here, so I get to start. But just want to thank you for being here this morning. So with it being Men's Day, it's kind of curious. Larry didn't give us a game plan of what he kind of wanted to speak on other than wanted me to say something about the empty nest. Well, it takes a long way to go to get to that empty nest, so I can see it from where I'm at right now. But with Trey not being here, he was going to talk on being a new family and having kids and stuff. So I, since he's not here, I get to share a little bit. So when me and Deanna first got married, you know, I think we had our game plan. It wasn't God's game plan. It was our game plan. You know, and I'm thinking, I want kids by the time I'm 30. If I have to wait till after I'm 30, I don't want them, because I want them out of the house by the time I'm 50. I want to be able to go and do, and, you know, that was my game plan. And so anyway, and shortly thereafter, a couple of years, Corey was born. So for you guys that have kids, you know where I'm coming from with this. When you watch that child be born and they hand you that child, the flood of emotion that you feel, like, wow. Or it was for me. I was like, wow, you know. And thinking, what, you know, I wasn't thinking all this responsibility for the next rest of his life. I ain't going to say 20 years, 18 years, 20 years. It's the rest of your life. So, Dad, thank you. There you go. So, so you go through that and Corey being born, and we could go. My testimony could last forever. Some of you know some of my stories of my kids growing up and how the Lord's taught us lessons and all that. So I'm just going to highlight a few of them. You remember the first time you learned that you didn't have control of your kids? Woo, that's a tough one. That's really hard. So Corey was born. Bethany was born. I ain't going to leave you out. I'll bring you in a little bit. Corey had to work today, so he's not here, or he'd be up under his seat. So in first grade, I can remember Corey, he got into a scuffle at school. But it wasn't a scuffle. They were horse playing. They're boys, right? And during that scuffle, he ends up getting a three-day suspension in first grade. And I'm like, really? In first grade. So I'm having to go to school, and my mom knows me well enough. She met me at the school for her grandson. I couldn't even talk, people. I was like, what? You're suspending him for 3 days for horseplay? And you learn at that point that God gave us freedom of choice, that we could choose to follow him or not follow him. And at this point, I'm learning this, right? So I come to church. You got to love your church family, guys, because they teach you stuff. So I can remember coming on that Wednesday night and being just so upset. And Miss Brenda walks by me and says, you got to give it to God. And I'm thinking, I'm still frustrated, and I'm like, I think I have, you know. And so we go on, and we're eating, and she says it again to me later, and I'm like, do I not look like I gave it to God? There must be something wrong with me, because I'm thinking I gave this to God, and it's still just tearing my nerves up. So 3 times that night, Brenda had come to me, and just a quick, in passing, you got to give it to God. You got to let go. I went upstairs in that dark room and in the sanctuary, and got on my knees, and I gave it to God that day, that he's yours. You gave him to me, and I'm going to do the best I can to raise him, but he's yours. I can't fix him. I can't always be there to stop him from doing stuff that he's going to get into. And Lord, I give him back to you. And that I had such a peace. When I got up from there, I was like, whew. You know, so when Corey messes up today, I still tell him, God, I gave you to God. He can take you out anytime he wants to. And I'll stand before the church and say, I guess the Lord was ready for him. And we say that joking. Y'all know me and know how I am. So I say that joking, but I think it scares Corey half to death. But anyway, it just kind of keeps him in control. So I had some notes here. So anyway, talking about giving our kids to God. So you guys that have young kids, you're gonna find that you can't control them all the time. So you have to give them. The only thing we can do, it says in Proverbs 22:6, is train the child up in the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. Y'all know me, I'm a jokester. I still look at Corey and think, Lord, when are you going to be ready for him to in the way that we tried to train him up that he should go? So, like I said, he would be crawling under a seat right now if he knew I was talking about him. He's a good kid. Some of the choices that we make sometimes growing up, I've made some bad choices too. So you look back, it's learning lessons, and you go from there. So in Deuteronomy verse 7 says, you shall teach them diligently to your children, and you shall talk to them, and you shall, when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up. So the stuff that you try to teach your kids, it's not just you tell them once. You have to talk to them. You talk about it all the time, constantly. You're constantly teaching them the way they should go. It helps to know that, and being in prayer for your kids and for their paths and the ways that you want the Lord would have them to go. You pray constantly. They can't outdo God. They can't outgive God. God's plan for their lives, for my daughter's life, my son's life, he has such a greater plan for them than I could even hope for. And it may not, the stuff that they get into, it may not look, why are y'all doing this? Or why, you know, but I just want them to be in prayer constantly and looking for God's, what God has for them to do with their lives. And when it comes to relationships, boyfriends, girlfriends, husbands, wives, you can't outdo God. You try to pick a spouse for yourself, give it to God and let God. You can't outdo God. He's not going to be able to outpick a spouse for you. When I was growing up, I was like, I don't know if I want God in control of that in my life. I believe I want to pick out my own wife and it not be God. But it's always been a God thing with me, with my wife. So thank you, Deanna. So anyway, I pray for my daughter constantly, for her relationships that she's going to have in the future, that she chooses a godly man, that he puts a godly man in her life, and for my son also. So we don't have that empty nest yet. We can see it, you know, but we get bits and pieces of it when Bethany's not at home and Corey's gone somewhere, and we actually get to go out to eat, and we have to find stuff to talk about. It's like, how do we? We were so ready for, you know, for us to be 50. I'm 47. That they would be gone off. So one of the things, talking about with Bethany and the choices that we make in praying, and I've learned I don't want to choose their path. I want God to put them where he needs them and where he wants them. And y'all know that we've started looking, doing the college thing and trying to find where God would have her. And so you start doing all the college visits, and you're out of town on the weekends, and you're doing those. And it's really cool to go see all these colleges and see all this stuff. I had a great time. Lord, I think we toured every college in North Carolina. And we started getting different stuff from different colleges and different states and stuff, and started visiting them. And we just knew when we walked on the campus at York that, wow, this is where it just feels like this is where God wants her to be at this time. So that's pretty cool to know that she's gonna be 7.5 hours away with no bathroom stops. That's not gonna happen. So, but that's pretty cool. That's a beautiful country, and we'll get to go see her. So as my church family, y'all continue to pray for my kids and our empty nest when we get it. I think we'll be taking trips to Pennsylvania on the weekends to see them, because that empty nest thing, I don't know if you ever really, do you ever have an empty nest, Dad? Do you? Okay. So I got that to look forward to. Yeah. He calls me 3 times a day. So I'm just saying. So, guys, I love you. Thank you for letting me share a little bit of our testimony about our kids, and look forward to hearing from Mr.